Can't find that truck part you're looking for? Then look to Rush Truck Centers. Their All Makes Parts catalog features over 16,000 of the most popular products from top sellers, with 164 full-color pages. And Rush Truck Centers offers great savings throughout the year, with monthly parts and service specials, in-store and online. No time to stop and shop for a part? Buy it online with Parts Connect at iHeartRush.com. That's iHeartRush.com. Expect more from Rush Truck Centers.
We all wear a lot of hats here. I cover the Carolina Hurricanes. I host this radio show. I do podcasts. Jim Szoke is not only analyst for the Carolina Panthers and a man about town on TV and radio in Charlotte. He is also the voice of the ECU Pirates and, don't you know, the opener Saturday at the Big House in Michigan. So we have two things to talk to Jim Szoke about. I appreciate your time, sir. How you doing?
Adam, always fun to be on with you. Hope you're doing well.
Doing very well. So not a terrible opener for you and the Pirates to go up to Michigan and take on the Wolverines. They're only one of the sexy picks to win the national championship.
And I mentioned I'm from Ohio.
Oh, so you're going to the team up north.
That's right. That school up north. And then we got the you said cross out the M, obviously, for the big game, which will be November 25th with Ohio State and Michigan. But for this one, yeah, I've already got a built-in. Even if ECU wasn't playing this game, I would be rooting against Michigan. But the fact that I get to call the first game I get to do with ECU in the Big House. I've been to Ann Arbor twice before. I was a student at Bowling Green State University, which is like an hour 15 away from there. So I visited up there. Never for a game, so first experience there. So I'm actually looking forward to being in there, seeing what happens. And hey, it's college football with 20-year-old kids. You never know what's going to happen.
And look, the last time a team from North Carolina went up and opened up Michigan's home schedule, oh, nothing crazy happened. What was it, about 16, 17 years ago when App State went up to Ann Arbor and beat Lloyd Carr's Michigan Wolverines, one of the greatest games I've ever watched. Jim Szoke is the voice of the ECU Panthers. Pirates? Panthers? I'm going to come.
Don't get me doing that.
See? It is contagious. And we'll talk a little Panthers football before we let you get out of here. But what's the difference for you? I mean, from your perspective, as somebody, first of all, you slide over a chair. You're in charge of telling us what's going on in every play. There's no analysis, although I guess there is some. So what's the difference for you?
The difference for me is I love doing play-by-play, so I appreciate at the NFL level I get to do what I do. But I used to do the four preseason games every year, and then that changed kind of post-COVID. So I always enjoyed those four games of play-by-play. But I've done, you know, national radio and regional games of football and basketball, so I've gotten plenty of play-by-play experience through the years. And then so I love that aspect of it. College atmosphere I love as well. I mean, the games are different, college and pro. Skill level is certainly different. Even the best, I've always said the best college team would still lose to the worst NFL team, because that NFL team is filled with college all-stars. You know, the worst,
right.
Whoever it is you think is the worst team. But beyond that, the atmosphere, though, to go into a place that seats over 100,000 like this, and just that atmosphere and the tradition. I mean, yes, they're trying to ruin traditions with conferences and all this transfer portal stuff. But for now, at least, there's enough of that left where it just feels like a different sport with some different rules to it. So I really enjoy the college game, too.
Well, at least the college game is starting to get the timing similar. It's not going to be the same, but it should be the same. I've always argued there should be no difference in the way the college game is timed, with clock stopping when it's supposed to, three timeouts, two-minute warning. They should be identical. I don't know why they're not, because they don't have to be. I don't know. The whole overtime screwy, too. I'd much prefer the NFL overtime and the fact that, you know what, you can have a tie. Sometimes a game should be tied. I've seen plenty of games where neither team deserved to win. You hate to reward that. But what kind of chances do you give the Pirates going into this? How do they approach this game?
Yeah, I give them that puncher's chance, right? Because again, we're dealing with, you know, not Tom Brady and, you know, 30 and 35 year olds. We're dealing with 20 year old kids, and things happen. So, I mean, you come in and you play good, solid football. Don't beat yourself. Don't turn the ball over. Don't get a bunch of penalties. Take care of your stuff and just see where it goes. If it was me, I'd be thinking, let's get to the first quarter ending. Let's get to halftime. Let's get to the third and then try to steal it in the fourth quarter. Because that's, I think you just got to bite it up into little pieces like that. And you know, this was an ECU team, as we all know, last year didn't turn the ball over. I mean, they led the nation in not giving it away. If, and again, Holton Ahlers isn't there, but if Mason Garcia and these guys can kind of keep that tradition going from last year, that and being, you know, not too penalized can do it for you. Yes, hey, Michigan may set the record for most guys drafted at the end of this year. They're going for the Georgia record of 15 guys in one draft. So obviously the talent is a different scale. But if you just play good, solid, fundamental football, you can hang around and give yourself that puncher's chance. So that's what I'm hoping happens.
Steve Logan, former East Carolina coach, obviously you know that, used to sit in the studio with me every week, and he would say the same thing every time we talked about it. Keep it close, win it late. That was their philosophy. Don't get out in front early. Don't do that because then you just tick them off. So you keep it close, and then you shock them late in the game. All right, to the Panthers with Jim Zocchi. And we are once again proud where I am at 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, proud to be the affiliate here in the capital city of the Panthers. I know they waived Shai Smith today. Also, Deion Jones, and I brought in a receiver, more of a kick returner probably, from Kansas City in a quick trade. Where do you think they are with the wide receiver position? What are they still possibly looking for?
I think, you know, for one thing, there's some uncertainty as far as the health. I think they probably, you know, got the guys they want. You just mentioned they just added a new one today with the addition of Amir Smith-Marset. Gives them a speed option. He had one of the best preseasons in football and coming out of Kansas City, obviously good pedigree there, but also gives you another option in the return game. So that's going to be obviously to make a trade like that. It wasn't anything big, swapping of conditional seventh round picks in 2025. It's not a big deal. It looks like Laviska Shenault, from what they're saying, is going to be ready for the regular season out of the concussion protocol. What's not known is Terrace Marshall with the back injury, DJ Chark with the hamstring, and DJ was having a really nice training camp. Yeah. So you got Thielen, you've got Mingo, obviously, there as well. So I think you're just looking for, you know, just to see who you actually have healthy coming out of this thing. And guys are going to get, some of these guys we mentioned, they got like two or three more moves to make. They're going to be on the practice squad, and you could elevate them and make some changes in the next week and a half. But that's kind of what they're working with right now at receiver.
Any other positions that you would like to see Scott Fitterer fortify as we get to the opener 12 days from now?
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
I think for me, looking at probably like interior offensive line, you know, where are they going to be with that? I think that, you know, they're not going to have Austin Corbett, and it's going to be at least the first 4 weeks because they put him on the PUP list today. So Zavala, you know, can he be the guy? Possibly, and maybe he will be that guy, but I would probably look at least a veteran plug-and-play guy in case it doesn't go well, or if you think Zavala's not quite ready and you want to plug someone in week one and have him kind of learn a little bit more in some way or another. But I would probably think of some interior offensive line depth. I would think secondary. You know, they also waived Eric Rowe, who was brought in to be a safety veteran presence there, and they released him. He didn't really have a good camp here, as it turned out. So you know, I think veteran could be corner, and it could be safety that they're looking at. So we'll see what they actually do with all that. And you mentioned receiver. I think they may probably address that with the trade today. So those are probably the main things they're looking at right now.
All right, final thing for Jim Zocchi, not only the voice of the ECU Pirates who are playing in Ann Arbor, and I think we have the game Saturday afternoon at Michigan here on 99.9 The Fan, but is also part of the Carolina Panthers radio broadcast. We have that game Sunday the 10th in Atlanta. Just your overall impression of what we saw from Bryce Young. Obviously, he saved the best in the preseason for last, but your thoughts on what do you think the franchise has in number nine?
I think, you know, the big picture is what they kind of sold it as being is what it's been, is that a kid who is confident, who to me looks like he's in command. He's got the respect of a veteran group of players around him, whether it be the offensive line or skill position guys. He's got those leadership traits. Quarterback's different than coming in as a receiver or a safety. I mean, you've got to be a leader. He clearly, just look at him, processes quickly as they said he would, has the running ability, stuff you can't teach in that regard, but also just makes good decisions. He ain't throwing any interceptions during the preseason. Right. So people talk about, you know, the lack of productivity maybe in terms of touchdowns, but he had two scoring drives, 2 for 2 in this last game here. So to me, it doesn't look too big for him. My last thing would be that at no point did I look out there and go, oh, he's too small. what they're doing with him, rolling the pocket, finding passing lanes, I think they're even dropping him back deeper out of the shotgun than they did with Baker Mayfield with the other coaching regime. You know, he's not had batted down passes. I'm sure he'll have some during the season. All quarterbacks do, but it's not looked like he's been out there, you know, trying to figure out how to get that slingshot into Goliath's eye out there. It seems like it works out pretty good from the way he works it now.
I love that. I mean, he didn't have that problem in Alabama. They go against NFL caliber defenses all year long in the SEC. So he didn't have that problem in Alabama. He's always been short. He didn't suddenly become short. He's always been short. And so
he's adjusting to it. It's not a new situation.
And the thing I loved about at least the last game was his ability to feel the rush and make little subtle moves to escape, either by time, and he's quick enough to make plays with his legs. He picked up 3 first downs on the ground against the Detroit Lions. Jim Zocchi, enjoy the Big House. And then Atlanta, hopefully we'll talk to you before that, but appreciate your time.
Always fun. Thanks, Adam.
You got it. At Jim Zocchi, J-I-M-S-Z-O-K-E on Twitter.
Aprovecha los refrescantes ahorros de JCPenney en la venta de fin de verano, como hasta 70% de descuento en trajes de baño para él y ella. O ahorra hasta 50% en camisetas, camisillas y shorts para la familia. Y no te pierdas la venta del hogar de Labor Day con hasta 50% en esenciales para el hogar. Más 30% extra con tu cupón. JCPenney. Válido en selección de estilos. La venta de verano termina el 31 de agosto. La venta del hogar y cupón válidos hasta el 10 de septiembre. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.